This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley social media team, and I'm so excited to be launching our second season of the Maternity Matters podcast. Today, we're talking all about the OB intensive care unit, and we're joined by Kelly Knight, who's a part of that team. So Kelly, I want to let you explain what your role is in the OB ICU and how long you've been in that type of position.
My name is Kelly Knight. I am the OB ICU manager for the Riley Maternity Tower. I've been a nurse for 38 years, a transplant from the West Coast, and I've been with IU Health for 7 years now.
That is wonderful. And so I want to just kind of start on the basic level for those listening who might not be familiar with what an OB ICU is all about. Can you tell us what this unit is focused on and how it's different perhaps from the normal ICU that people might hear about that is very common in hospitals?
Sure. OB ICU, it's a relatively new term. So just think of it as a specialty ICU dedicated to obstetrics. It functions just like a traditional ICU, and it's supported by intensivists, respiratory therapists, anesthesiologists, OB providers, and all specialties for consults. So we take care of that comprehensive obstetrical patient needing intensive care.
And now that you guys have had this open for several months, can you tell me from that experience how it's really helping improve the care for mothers who are critically ill before delivery?
Yeah, OB ICU nurses, they'll have combined expertise in both obstetric and critical care. So it's comprehensive care from positive pregnancy tests to 45 days postpartum. They coordinate competent, comprehensive, evidence-based care. They collaborate with multidisciplinary teams and decision-making, teaching and mentoring, and they really utilize evidence-based practice to enhance that patient's plan of care to achieve the desired outcomes that we're seeking. And having this OB ICU has really enhanced their operational efficiency in providing that care to these patient population.
And what are some of the most common reasons that a patient might end up in the OB ICU? And you're mentioning it's just care for throughout that pregnancy, even immediately postpartum, but what might land someone in that unit?
So when we created this OB ICU, we kind of looked at the data to develop the program to really like focus in on what we saw most. And that data really included hypertensive emergencies. So postpartum hemorrhage with severe maternal morbidity and respiratory distress. And since we've opened November 7th, COVID's played a big part in the bulk of the respiratory distress that we've seen. But still, our admissions to the ICU really focus around those obstetrical issues with postpartum hemorrhage and hypertensive emergencies.
And, you know, here in Indiana for years now, there's been that conversation about the maternal and infant mortality rate and ways to really lower that in our state. Why do you think that having an OB ICU available allows these moms, you know, to just have that quick access to the right people when they become critically ill, when their condition is deteriorating very rapidly, just from the things that you've seen so far on the unit?
So having come from a hospital where we didn't have this setup, we kind of feel like we get the clinicians with the combined expertise for both mother and baby in one place. So that care delivery is comprehensive and the treatment delivered more efficiently with a focus on the obstetrical components in that care. And that makes this patient population unique, really. So I feel like being under one roof with all of the people in one place, we have less gaps, better outcomes.
Yeah, and I actually had the chance before the maternity tower opened at Riley, I was there for one of the practice drills in the OB ICU, and I was just so impressed to see, you know, during this very serious scenario, how so many different team members were there very quickly and jumping into action. You touched on this a little bit earlier, but if a mom does have some kind of code, who, you know, responds there to the room very quickly? Who's a part of that response?
So in moving our maternal population to a children's hospital, it provided some unique challenges. So we've really had to think outside the box and how we deliver that care for those emergencies that really need a specific response team. So we've developed two emergency response teams. One's our adult code team, and that's a traditional code team. We really have an intensivist, maternal fetal medicine provider, OB attending and a resident. We have anesthesiology, OB ICU RN, the LDR or labor and delivery charge nurse, the AA, respiratory therapy, pharmacist, social work, chaplain, and security. They all respond to those adult codes within the maternal, Riley Maternal Tower. And then we have another team. It's called the OBERT or OB Emergency Response Team. They respond to all obstetrical emergencies on the second floor. So postpartum hemorrhage, hypertensive emergencies, shoulder dystocia, respiratory distress, and other things.
I mean, just hearing that is so comforting, I'm sure, to any woman who might end up in that kind of situation. And sometimes these moms who have perhaps a high-risk delivery have a baby who needs that intensive care unit, you know, in the NICU. And just having that NICU a floor away, how has that enabled more moms to, you know, go see their baby as soon as possible if they themselves need more care after delivery?
So that NICU is a really critical piece of care within the OBICU. So coordination and delivery of care for both the mother and baby are improved because we're delivering them under one roof. So that communication piece is improved because we're right there together. And for the patients and family, this really alleviates the stress of having to divide the time between two facilities. They stay under one roof with providers that really communicate back and forth. So even if we can't bring an ICU mom to the intensive care unit, we have a way of connecting them with that infant. And then we also know, based on evidence, that keeping those mother and babies together improves outcomes for both of them.
Yeah, I know the families that I speak to that have had that NICU experience in the Riley Maternity Tower say it was just such a game changer to know that they could easily, you know, the spouse or other parents could go easily between the two rooms of a mom and the baby in the NICU. So I'm sure that is just so meaningful to them. And when I've walked around the OBICU, I've noticed that it's very close to the ORs. And so was that a strategic decision also to have easy access in case a mom had to be rushed into surgery or anything like that?
Yeah, when we were doing the planning of the floor, it was just an existing blueprint. So we were developing this. We talked about where the ICU should be located. And when we're delivering this care in a traditional ICU, ORs are usually not located right by the ICU. But we know that outcomes are improved if we have to go to the OR emergently or stat for, say, like a C-section to deliver that baby or for life-saving procedures, that time from decision to incision is important. So we have an OR, four ORs actually, that are right across the hall from our ICU units. So that accessibility to the OR is important on improving outcomes. It allows for immediate surgical interventions. It allows access to the equipment we need for specialized procedures. And that really means the right care in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I never heard it referenced like that, that time between decision to incision. And yeah, every minute counts. I'm so sure of that. And a lot of times when I have people on this podcast, I love hearing the personal motivation as to why you chose to get into this, you know, specific area of care for patients. So can you tell me a little bit about that for yourself, what it's like, you know, overseeing the care for the moms in the OBICU and why you wanted to be a part of that?
So it kind of goes back to a history. I got into nursing because I wanted to connect with people and make a difference. And I worked in the emergency department for 12 years. I was on flight teams for a total of 10 years. And then I just kind of wanted a change. And so I kind of ended up in labor and delivery and then just developed a love and a passion for it. I chose this role because of the challenge that it presented in creating a program that would positively affect maternal outcomes. So I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted a career that challenged me to continue to learn and grow as a nurse. And I really wanted to be on the cutting edge of nursing practice. And so the OBICU kind of provided me with that opportunity at this point in my career. And you never know what you may come across from day to day. It's challenging, it's intriguing, it's interesting, and it challenges you to learn and grow. I love mentoring staff. I love the connection I get with the families and the patients. And each day I learn something new. I'm part of a bigger mission. And then I get to positively affect those maternal outcomes, which we need to improve within the state of Indiana and the United States.
Yeah, just hearing you talk about that, it's clear that you are just so passionate about this. And you guys are definitely on the cutting edge because it's the only OBICU in the state of Indiana. Is that correct?
It is correct.
And Kelly, hearing about your passion for this work is just so inspiring. If someone's listening and they're wondering, hey, what kind of training do I need to be an OBICU nurse, for instance? Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So the minimum requirements is an associate of nursing. We prefer a bachelor of nursing, licensing within the state of Indiana. And then really we would like at least 2 years of experience in either labor and delivery or ICU, critical care nursing. And then within 2 years of hire, we require certification in either critical care nursing or RNC OB inpatient. So really it's a combination of two very highly critical skills, and then we just combine them into one.
Wow, just amazing work that you guys are doing. I want to just thank you for taking the time to kind of tell us a bit about everything that goes on that unit, and just thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I appreciated having the chance to share our love and the job that we're doing here.